the number that you got that is the better starting point is the $43 million number, which of course is not a small number either. But let me caution you against considering that an accounts receivable, because it isn't. What it essentially is a composite of all of the fines that have been assessed and that have accrued and that have continued to accrue over a period of time that exceeds what really should be retained.
The St. Petersburg Times reported this week that Hillsborough County has over $51 million in outstanding fines. City Attorney David Smith explained away some of the other liens as being old and uncollectible, but he said the city of Tampa needs a better system of collecting data.
The problem is, and I think you may have read my comments in the paper, is one of getting the right information, and that is absolutely essential. And we need to develop a process that goes through all of the various sources and sorts it out. I think you may have noted the county, with their $51 million figure, expects that maybe 5% of that, or $2.5 million, is collectible.
Smith said Tampa's code enforcement department will now review the list properties in the $43 million category, deleting public companies that should be excluded, and also stop fining depreciated properties $100 a day, which he says will make the owed fees category more accurate. The city has a sliding scale of liens, he added, and he says that's causing people to pay their liens. City Councilman Joseph Gaetano, who ordered the report, said the city needs to find a way to better learn who the outstanding debtors are.
And looking at this report, we don't need a code enforcement bureau. If our policemen are out there giving tickets on the highway for speeding and they never go to the court, they're going to keep on driving. There's no penalty until they're brought in on a summons or a warrant. We need something that's going to be strict. I mean, some of these figures, one of them is $610,000, and I was told that's a parking lot. That's why I asked that question of Ms. Moretta. Mm-hmm. If that's a parking lot, they shouldn't be in business.
City Councilwoman Linda Salcena asked if there was any way the city could publicly embarrass those in chronic code violation status.
Are we precluded from using public shame as a method of encouraging people to pay?
Flogging.
No, I mean, if somebody, for example, is sort of a slumlord and they just allow their properties to constantly be in disrepair, I think that community standards and making people aware that these people are egregiously non-compliant is something that we could do. I'm asking you legally, can we do it?
City Attorney David Smith said he thought the city was limited in that respect. A member of the public, Pete Johnson, said he supported Mayor Pam Iorio's efforts to clean up code enforcement problems in Tampa, but says they're simply out of control.
No one cares about code. I can show you thousands of cases, homestead and non-homestead, that they simply laugh at code. We have got to have some enforcement, either the instant citations that we talked about at one time, which is used in the city of Sarasota, which shortening up the time of requiring to comply much shorter than Curtis Lane has already done. In the city of Temple Terrace, the note is put on your front door and the time starts then. And that's a posted note. Why can't we do that here?